All right, man. Oh, hey, man. We got another special edition.
Hey, White.
More special guests in the shindig, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the Four Flats podcast, interview cast, whatever you want to call it, fam cast. But, man, it's about to be a damn good one, man. The fellas that we have with us today, they're fam, as I said already. We're biased, of course, but rightfully so. We got goats in the building, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got goats in the building, man. Oh my.
It was written.
It was written, right? It was written, man. So people, strap in, get your vibe right, get your potion, whatever you may need, get your broom, get your coffee, get on the road, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? Because it's time for another very, very special episode of the Four Flats podcast, man. Yep. So without further ado, man, let's just get right to it. We came here to do something today. We came here to do something, man. Everybody tuning in for the first time, we thank you so much. Welcome, 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 welcome in, welcome in, welcome to the experience.
6'5" at your side.
All right. Four Flats Podcast. Shout out to everybody tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in, man, this is your boy D or your boy Darian or Gully. You know what I'm saying, man? Maybe any of the three. But yeah, man, we tuned in. We locked in, man. Go ahead and who else in this shindig, man?
You already know. We're going to set it off. Your boy Big Wop with the follow up.
Yeah, we feeling good, man.
Yes, sir.
You want to set up the guests properly?
Okay. Like we said, it was written. Legends.
Yeah.
Man. We got the voice.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
We got the genius.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Feel me?
Real genius.
Hey, go ahead and let them know who up in here, man.
Man, it's me, Kirk Richmond. Artist, vocalist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Extraordinaire.
With the radio voice.
Yeah.
This podcast, huh?
No Marco. Yeah, it is, ain't it? It is, ain't it?
No Marcos.
It is, ain't it?
Yeah, y'all. I'm Kirk Richmond. And to my right, I got my brother.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, y'all, man? This is LaTroy Pascal. Better known as LaTroy the Kid.
Hey.
We in here today.
Mr. So-Off. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yes, sir.
Legends. Our fam, man. Our fam.
Yes,
this interview is going to be very elaborate. Kirk, you've been here, bro. Of course you've been here. You've been on the podcast. You've been kicked the regular degular. You know what I'm saying, man? But
as
we move into trying to get these introspective interviews, bro, and really get into the mind of the creatives and understanding just on a day-to-day basis how their minds flow and exactly what all entails with creating such magical music, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is something that's been important to me. Man, we're about an album late of doing this. You know what I'm saying?
It was meant to be done. Never too late.
It was meant to be done, man. But yeah, man, my guy Kirk Richmond, of course. My guy Devin, Mr. So-Off. You know what I'm saying, man? I wish I had the tag to drop on there. The tag would have sounded so dope. The tag would have been dope as fuck. But yeah, man, we're going to get into the minds of the masterminds, if that makes sense. This interview, I just want you guys to truly give me all the details, because like I told y'all, bro, beforehand, even before the podcast starts, I have a bad habit of trying to pick the minds and get into questions that I should be saving for the podcast, bro. But beforehand, man, just let's start. Where did the magic start? Where did the introduction happen? You know what I'm saying? Where did the idea come from to collaborate elaborately through an album, multiple albums? You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
What was that moment that clicked for y'all, man, that really set the tone to be like, all right, bro, we can go down as some greats. Make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Like from the beginning, like,
you know, beginning, bro. The beginning.
First net and all that type stuff like that.
In the beginning.
Man, I remember we was at, you know, shout out to my cousin Nikki Richmond out there.
Shout out Nikki.
Nikki.
We was out there at Nikki's house. You know what I'm saying, and I was chilling with, because you went to church with them, right?
Yep. Lisa, Nikki.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Lisa
too. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, shout out to Lisa.
Love.
You know what I'm talking about? We was all at Nikki house chilling, man. And I remember we was on the couch. Devin walked in. And my friends, I ain't never seen them.
Right.
So I didn't know who it was. I was just chilling, you know what I'm saying, being cordial. And then, you know what I'm saying, we got to, you know, kind of communicating and stuff like that, just chilling at, you know, at Nikki's house. And then I think after that night or whatever, you had got through Lisa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had hit Lisa up. And because he heard I was a vocalist, you know, Lisa showed him. So, shout out to Lisa. You know, shout out to right. Lisa and Nikki, because, you know, if it wasn't for them.
Lisa with the connection.
You
know,
yeah, yeah.
Making moves, Lisa.
You know,
I see.
I'm talking about, yeah. So we got connected through them. And, you know what I'm saying, Devin hit me up. I said, man, bro, you know, I got some good stuff for you. I'm saying we can come through and collab. We can work on some stuff. And
You already knew what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, instantly. I mean, to go into more detail, we were at a rehearsal for the church I was playing for.
Okay.
And Lisa had played some videos of Kirk singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there just like, who that?
This
is Kirk. This is the dude who was at Nikki's house. I'm like, what? I'm like, hey, okay, easy.
Easy.
Yeah, his number. we need to just go ahead and do what we got to do, because this is, yeah, we just need to just go ahead and do what we got to do. So I got his number, you know what I'm saying? I already had ideas, but, you know, I got his number, text him, you know, hey, look, bro, we need to blah, 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 blah. What you need for that? And he, you know, he told me he wanted to sample, like I said, Pretty Brown Eyes. And, yeah, and from there, it was all right, cool. Like, you know, he came over that night, you know, I made the beat for him, wrote some lyrics, and it was like, then you heard him sing, like, really in live for the first time. And then it was just like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. Like, yeah, this guy is something special. So, like I said before, like, it just, when you hear a vocalist like that, or hear any talent like that, mm-hmm. you want to work with it. But the good thing about it is working with someone as talented as that, it makes you, you know, step up your game as well.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Obviously you want to take on that challenge, because who doesn't like a challenge?
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, you know, you gotta do better, because, hey, bro, coming for real.
Right. Right.
Right.
So yeah, that would be like big pause. Good catch, brother.
Yeah.
But good, you know one. What I'm saying? But, you know, bro, coming with the real talent. So yeah, that's gonna make you step up, you know, your game as well.
Right.
And, you know, that's just like the basis of us meeting and starting working together.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of skipped a step, bro. Kirk, we know your beginnings. My guy Devin. Yes, I feel like it would be a disservice to ask any more questions without just giving us some insight on how did you end up here? How did you,
man?
How did
at
you
least lead us up to that point?
Yeah, right, at least.
Short,
at least.
You know, we'll make it real short. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know, I ain't take up all the time.
Yeah, man.
But
man,
yeah, so yours. Man, I started playing piano middle school, sixth grade. Me and my mom in Jacksonville, Florida. It was time to make that decision from elementary school to middle school. We found out this new school in Jacksonville called, at the time it was called Landon, the middle school of the arts, but they were starting a new program, a new building, a new everything, and it was called the Villa Middle School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. And I had no talent. I had no business getting into that school, but they had a lottery program where you put your name basically in the bucket, mm-hmm. and if you get picked, you can go to that school and you could pick any arts area you wanted. They had arts,
wow,
dance, band, piano, stage tech, nice. You know, just all the, like, you know, things in the arts area, right. Creative writing, stuff like
that. The Willy Wonka of creative arts.
Right. Pretty. So it was cool. So it was just like, yo, pick what you can if you get lucky enough to get your name picked out of this bowl or whatever. And right. My name got picked. So my mom was just like, yo, Devin, what do you want to do? And I was just like, oh, well, I want to act. I want to be Will Smith.
Hey, man. Hey, man, that was all of us, bro. That was all of us.
Will Smith was cool.
Yeah. I gave up on my dream,
and everything. So it was like, I want to be Will Smith. I want to act with people. You know what I'm saying? I want to make people laugh and all that stuff. But, you know, like most people, your mama say something, you listen to it.
So, right, correct, 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 correct.
Devin, there's a piano in the house, so
you're right.
And so that was pretty much the right there. And so, starting in sixth grade, man, at this arts middle school, going in there and not even knowing where a middle C is on the piano, not knowing what a C note is or a C chord or anything. And you just going in there, just blind ambition. And it was cool, man. I had a teacher named Doug Matthews. Amazing teacher, man. And
shout out Doug,
out to Doug. He's still there, actually.
Miss Matthews.
Right. Miss Matthews. And from there on, it just took on a life of its own. Like, in 1 year, like, I kind of, like surpassed some of the students who've been playing piano their whole life. And it was just like, man, is this kind of meant to be or whatever? And it just took on from there. It just took a life on its own. And it really, like, just kind of, like, took over my life. And so went from La Villa Middle School of the Arts to mm-hmm. Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, mm-hmm. Playing in the, you know, classical piano, jazz piano. And then from Douglas Anderson, I went to FAMU, majored in jazz studies. You know, everybody know FAMU for the marching band and everything like that. But
about
yes sir, I'm listening,
bro.
I'm
so listening. Being in school for performing arts at a young age, bro, you see a lot of people that look like yourself.
To be totally honest with you, to be quite frank with you, yeah. At that particular school, La Villa and DA, we weren't represented as a mass. In my graduating class, first of all, it's a small school anyway.
Right.
Because it's kind of hard to get into. But I know in my graduating high school class, it was like 200 of us. And maybe out of that 200, anywhere between 20 to maybe 50 black students.
Really?
Okay.
Some representation. Right. But I ain't gonna lie to you though, the black students were some of the top students at the school. Yeah. So
that's expected.
A little bit, you know, no diss chip, nobody. Man, but,
we're not talking God given talent, we're talking the chip on our
yeah,
show.
Yeah. So I mean, like, we definitely represented well at that school, but it wasn't that many of us, but I mean, it's all good. You know, some things unfortunately to be expected in that aspect of life.
Right.
But like I said, man, it was cool, man. It was a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I learned a lot. I was able to be around a lot of personalities.
Big names there when you were there?
When I was there, you have Jameson Ross. He's a pretty famous drummer. He's won Thelonious Monk competitions. He's been nominated for Grammys for a lot of jazz albums. You have, like I was telling people, a lot of Jahan Sweet, Theo Croker, who else? Alfonso Horn. You know, I guess those would be some of the big names. But I mean, man, we have a lot of talented people. And, you know, sometimes in the arts, the most talented people aren't always the most known.
Right.
In our industry, is just your talent doesn't always make you famous. So, but man, we had a lot of talented people, man. Some of my best friends, Jaren Walker, Jeremiah Hunt, Richard Shear, TJ mm-hmm. Norris.
Shout out to guys, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. Just phenomenal musicians who I grew up in, it who helped shape me as well to the musician I am now. But just make the story short, man. That's just pretty much my background, man. Just always been engulfed in music, bro.
And yeah.
Just, I'm happy to be able to create now and take all that knowledge that I learned all those years and apply it to, you know, my dreams and my goals that I'm trying to do and able to work with a gentleman like Kirk and bring that knowledge to what we're trying to do.
Absolutely, man. And I heard they're working on the Thelonious Monk. I don't know if it's a biopic or a documentary, whatever. I think
Thelonious, he was definitely a cool character. He was definitely out the box type dude. Even with his just piano technique, if you ever watched the video of him play, he's like, you ever seen somebody type with one hand? One finger. Like, that's how he played piano. So it was kind of out the box. People was just like, yo, is this guy really good? But it's just like, crazy. You really hear him. And it's like, oh, wait, he is kind of a legend.
They snubbed Mos Def. He was supposed to be, portray him. But
I actually did hear about that.
Yeah, he was pissed. He wasn't happy about it, bro.
They probably didn't like his acting in Brown Sugar.
So would you say jazz or jazz fusion was primarily your upbringing?
Definitely. I tell people all the time, man, who I really listened to the most growing up was a guy named Roy Hargrove. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Roy
Hargrove. He was the GOAT to me.
Yeah.
And he might not be a GOAT to a lot of people, but what he was able to do with music and to infuse hip hop, jazz, R&B, just everything into one and make it sound good.
Yeah.
And like I with Kirk all the time, we've had conversations like, what I like to do with my music is like really just make like this beautiful pot of gumbo. You know, it's a whole bunch of ingredients. But when it's all come together in that one pot, man, you just like, wow, like this is dope. I could just imagine the first person who ever made gumbo.
Right.
Why'd you throw all of that in one pot? Like, are you crazy? But it's just like,
it was necessary.
You took that for you, like, oh.
Now you can't live without it.
Can't go without it now. And that's where Roy Hargrove was to me.
Yeah.
Like, he literally mixed everything, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, everything, and just into one, lyrics, everything. And it was just like, yo, like, I want to create this new thing. And, definitely infusion, man. Like, Roy Hargrove, it was a big, huge influence on my sound.
Yeah. Bro, I'll tell you what got me into jazz music. This is going to be like the most random introduction to jazz music ever, bro. Because of course you would hear your parents or your aunts, your uncles that listening to jazz.
Kenny G.
Bro, Kenny G, of course. Yeah. Kenny G. But it was Hey Arnold, bro. Hey Arnold for me was my truest introduction to jazz music, bro. I used to make jazz playlists called Arnold's Room. Cause I would be like, man, that was like the most cool vibe I had ever in any cartoon, bro. Arnold would be in his room playing jazz. He got the vibe, looking out at the city. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just everything, the whole aesthetic of his room was just crazy, bro.
Well, see, the thing with jazz music, bro, the beautiful thing is, I mean, sometimes there are lyrics on jazz songs, but with jazz and the melodies and everything, bro, like it really leaves your own interpretation.
Right.
You can feel how you want to feel, interpret that person's melody or that solo, like however you want to feel. I know that's one thing, like shout out to my mom, she's going to listen or whatever. But I know one thing that me and her bumped heads a lot on was classical music or jazz.
Right.
And like, I used to always tell her, like, classical music, mom, is like, it's written already.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I have to do
what
is exactly on that page.
Right.
But with jazz, it's like, okay, I can freestyle a little bit. Like, I can have my own interpretation of this guy's melody.
Right.
But with classical, it was just like, boom, here it is, set stage, written. You got your fortes right here.
Right.
You got your soft moments right here. Like, you have to do it exactly how that person wrote it.
Right.
And with jazz, it's just like, okay, look, I wrote it like this, but how are you feeling about it?
You can make it your own. And that's an interesting contrast, because even still, it seems like that's just a breakdown that happens generationally. So your mom was big on classical music.
She was big on jazz and classical.
Okay,
but
got you.
For me,
she
kind of wanted me to go
with the principle of music.
Right.
Yeah, the principle of music.
But she got over it, though.
Right,
you know,
right.
So she cool with it.
Yeah. It's just watching the transitions from generation to generation, bro. Because with everything, you have some component of the past. You know what I mean? So I feel like at some point, I feel like the generation before us, they look at us and they may be like, okay, well, this is lazy. Y'all not doing what you should be doing. This is what you should be doing.
Right.
Look, you know what? As a matter of fact, let me give you a sample. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you exactly how it should be done.
Right.
This is beautiful. Being able to do this exactly how somebody else just previously done that. Mm-hmm. And realistically, that's where is the creative component in that?
Where is it?
You take it away. You completely take it away. So to some extent, you respect it. You respect the principles and you say, this is the foundation. But at the same time, the beauty that comes from music, bro, like 90% of it is the creativity.
Man,
you know what I mean? And even still, it's not even saying the finished product, bro. The beauty in music so much for me, and like even still, like I always say, this is something we want to get into, is documenting the creative process. Because with anything else, bro, knowing the work that's put in to make this beautiful product for an outcome happen, like the work that's put in is really the most important component of it, bro.
Definitely.
So for me, picking the mind, like I said, that's what we're here to do, bro. We're here to pick the mind of the creatives.
Yes, sir.
And just, you know what I'm saying, man? Get a real clear picture, vivid picture through audio. You know what I'm saying? For the listeners.
While we on that note, take us through the creative process, actually. Like, you know.
Oh, the creative process? I mean.
You ain't got to get too, you know, y'all ain't got to get the whole juice away, you know.
That's what we're here for. I mean, you can't.
Just take us through that.
I mean, so see, I mean, how, you know, how me and Dev work, I mean, shoot, Dev, he'll hit me up and say, hey, man, I got this idea. And at first, and he always say this, every time he send a voice note, he be like, hey, man, please don't mind the vocals.
Now. I ain't the best singer.
We've been working together for years. Every time.
Right. I could so I just hold thing, just right? a little yeah. note. Just a yeah, tiny, yeah, tiny.
That's enough. That's enough.
But
that's
I mean,
enough.
And the funny thing to me is because he really don't be, it don't be that bad.
Hey, that's the thing. Look, that's what he tell, bro. I be playing with Kirk all the time, bro. I be playing with Kirk all the time. Be like, hey, bro, I'm telling you, bro. When you get married, bro, I'm singing at your wedding. I'm singing at your wedding too, bro.
That's enough of a note. You got it.
Enough of a note. Pocket is a pocket. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't the best singer, so I gotta give the disclaimer every single time. Bro, like, hey, Kurt, bro, ignore the vocals, pocket, but hear the future. Hear the future idea.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, he'll just send it to me, whatever. We'll listen to it. I'll catch the vibe of it. Sometimes, or he'll just send me a beat, or you know, just a certain melody line.
Mm-hmm.
And then shoot, we'll link up at the crib. You know what I'm saying? We'll vibe on it.
Yeah.
Saying put some lyrics to it if we don't already have some to it,
right?
Put some lyrics to it or whatever, and then we'll just
yeah, it's there. Record, it's there.
Don't waste no time.
Yeah. It's there. So what's the vibe like in the studio? What's the vibe like in the studio?
The vibe is beautiful.
Like, I know the vibe, bro.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean the vibe is just it's literally I can't put it in a better word. It's like literally a vibe. Like,
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
It's just two guys, man, who are dope at what they do,
right?
And who just want a good product, like, cause at the end of the day, like, we both want the same thing,
yeah.
Like, bro,
right.
We just want the best song, you know. We want the best product for the listeners, and right. Like I said, there's no ego in it. You know what I'm saying? We know we both learning. We know we both want to get better,
right?
With every single song, it's right. Like every single song, whatever recording. However the process is, like, it's just always like, yo, we want to grow from this. Like, because if you're not getting better, then what are you really doing? This
right,
for?
Right, 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 right,
right. So you got to hear the growth. You got to see the growth. And just, like I said, it's just two dudes, man, who just going in there and just like, hey, bro, I got this idea. What do you think on it? And then, you know, and like I said, and like Kirk already stated, I'll send him some, you know, a demo and just like, hey, bro, ignore the vocals because I already know. Like
right.
What you're going to bring to the table. So it's just like, bro, like I already know, like I might have this melody right here, but you're going to come in and you're going to improve on those melodies. And
right.
The fact that there is no ego in the room.
Right.
No one's like offended.
Right. Right.
And you can feel it, bro. Cause
right.
That's the second time. I'm sorry. Y'all. Mm-hmm. I try to play with my phone while I'm doing the podcast and I need to stop. But let me tell you, this is my perspective. Man, outside, you looking in.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk in, do you have a name for your studio, bro? Have you named your studio?
Nah, there's no name. We just, hey, man, just come over to the crib, bro, the crib, and do your thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So when you walk in, bro, this is the scenery. So of course, he has the cool paintings, bro. He has the cool paintings up.
Nah.
Some nice vintage model cars.
You gotta set the mood.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got your sister, man. He got a nice bowl of candy. You know what I'm saying? Off you.
The boy mentioned the candy bowl.
Hey, legendary. Hey, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah,
legendary candy bowl.
Yeah, man.
That thing big, man.
I'm talking.
Hey, shout out to my grandma. Rest in peace. She had the candy bowl. Right,
yeah.
Sony, let him die.
Sony, right?
Hey, mine at the corner, brother. Mine at the corner, brother.
I ain't seen it in a store that
year.
What is this?
Hey, man. So you walk into the actual stew. You look up, above the board. Of course, beautiful board, man. Beautiful setup. Nice little couch, man. You're going to catch up on all the highlights. You know what I'm saying? Catching all the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe see Dev. He's sitting there at the board. You know what I'm saying? Making a little concoction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kirk's, hitting some notes. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hit some melodies. They're going through lyrics, fixing lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Man, and just piece by piece, seeing an actual producer, writer, and like an actual vocalist. Like, go through the actual process of, okay, let me bring my component of what I have to give.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let me give what I have to give. Right, it's just like a real back and forth, bro.
Teamwork.
It's
it's just like real back and forth. It's almost like an analogy I can liken it to, bro. It's kind of like a freestyle. It's kind of like y'all are freestyling, literally freestyling. Y'all both are spitting 16s and going back to back to back to back. But instead of it just being a freestyle, y'all are using this, taking this piece of it, taking this part of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just create some.
In the jazz world, totally they call that magic. Trading fours.
Trading fours. Mm-hmm. Man, it's a beautiful thing to watch, bro. The vibe is a real vibe.
It has been beautiful, bro. The step in, man, it's been beautiful. It's been challenging, but a good challenging. Like mm-hmm. I said, man, like you work with a guy like Kirk,
right?
It challenges you,
right?
You know
definitely
what I'm saying?
Vice versa too, bro.
Yeah, man, it just challenges you, bro. It's just like, bro, like, man, like, bro is really like a really dope vocalist. Like, you can't cheat a voice like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Never. You can't cheat a voice like that with subpar work. So right. It's like, you gotta come with the real, bro. You gotta come with that real, like, bro. Like, I can't slack off on my beats.
Right.
I can't slack off on the lyrics because it's just like, yo, like this guy is like really a beast, and it kind of puts you in the mind of like, you know, when you're working with the GOATs,
right,
the Jordans, the Kobe's,
man,
of the world,
yeah,
like,
man,
they like, if you see a guy like Kobe at practice working so hard and being so good at what he do, like, it just like, it always confused me, like, why aren't you getting better working with a guy like Kobe or Jordan, right, or LeBron or Tim Duncan's or whatever, the, you know, whoever you think is, you know, like the best in the world, like why aren't you getting better? Because you're seeing this guy like be really good,
right,
at what,
man,
he does,
right,
and it's just,
man,
like dang, like that makes me want to work even harder,
man.
Like, it's,
bro, that's, it's like, because it's crazy when you're talking about, you know, missing the challenges, bro. It's like, and you know what I'm saying, and I ain't never told you this, Devin. I'm gonna tell you this on the mic, goddamn. Like,
yeah.
I really appreciate it, bro, because,
yeah, sure,
cause when we started working, like, bro, this man's penmanship, bro, it's like,
yeah, man,
I learned a lot, cause it'll be plenty of times I ask you, I'm like, bro, so, like, you know what I'm saying, what is your writing process?
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know what I'm saying, this man was writing stuff like, just like I said, his penmanship and the way he structured his song,
right, right,
it was just totally different. It was a different approach from what, you know, I've been used to hearing or trying,
right,
to do myself,
right?
So it was like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what is your writing process? And he tell me all the time, like, bro, just write a story, but like, just
write
basically the stuff that you really just went through,
man. Yeah, man,
write,
yeah,
about it,
yeah, man.
And
yeah,
that's basically what it was. So I'm like, bro, I had to set my game up, all of that,
because once, yeah, you add both components to it, bro, it's painting a vivid story, bro.
It's,
and you can see the picture, like, seeing pictures through music. I tell WAP this all the time, bro. My biggest thing, what I say, bro, how I'm gonna finish my life off. One thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna score films, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most certainly gonna score films. So every time I listen to a song, bro, if I can't see it, like,
right,
literally see it,
right,
I'm like, it's whatever to me,
bro.
Bro,
I tell
you
all the time, man. Like, when it comes to this writing stuff, man, like, it's kind of basic. Like,
yeah,
there's somewhat of a thinking process and somewhat of a quote unquote deepness to it, I guess.
Right.
And one quote I heard, which is the dopest quote I've heard about writing, is writing, literally, you're just cutting the vein open, bro, and just bleeding on the paper.
Yeah, man.
And that's the best writing.
Yeah.
But my thing is with that is, like, we all took writing in school.
Right.
Like, you
right.
have an introduction,
right,
three body paragraphs,
yep,
conclusion.
Right.
So, like, when I hear people's songs sometimes nowadays, I'm like, yo, what is your song about?
Right.
Right.
what is the body of the song? What right. is the direction of the song?
Right.
So it's just like, all right, like with Kirk, it was just like, yo, okay, here's our song. Like one of our very first songs, Flowers on the Grave, you know, to right. get real personal about it. I had a girlfriend and she got pregnant while we were in a relationship by another guy. And it was kind of tough.
Right.
And so it was the Flowers on the Grave was like the things that I meant to tell you
right.
before we got to that, that point of death.
Right.
And like, I should have gave you those flowers
yeah. right.
beforehand, but yeah. I didn't.
Right.
And maybe that could have avoided some things. So like when I was writing that song, it was just like, oh man, like I really got to put this situation on paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Flowers yeah. in the grave. I know you say everything will be okay.
Right.
You know, roses are red, but I'm feeling blue. I misunderstood all your point of views. So it's just like, dang, like I waited too late to really like understand what you was going through. And so like you
that's
really
heavy,
putting that personal thing on there.
That's heavy.
And like you really have to like really like bleed on that paper
right
and
yeah, for sure.
And so like a lot of songs nowadays you hear the hook
right
you hear the verses but right. it's just like okay so what is that song about bro and is this really a personal thing that you're really going through
right.
you know what I'm saying like a lot of times
a lot
like
of people can relate to
right
that.
You know one thing my mom told me when I first started writing songs first started writing lyrics is like hey son if I can't listen to the song then you don't need to be writing.
Hey, and that reach
and that right there improved my writing because it was just like okay look if my 50-year-old mother
right
and this 20-year-old girl can't listen to the song at the same time and enjoy it
right
then there's a problem
and that contrast really bro is clear it's clear in the first album bro
right
it's very clear
right
is it a day-to-day process and how do y'all like I say I keep saying the contrast but just because of course it's a duo. How does the contrast of knowing that you have things going on in your day-to-day, Kirk, and Devin, you have things going on in your day-to-day, and bringing those two things together and just really being able to, you know what I'm saying, well, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying, man?
I can answer that. I mean, it's really simple, bro. Like, you know, we're all individuals. But, man, to be totally honest with you, bro, a lot of people are going through the same exact thing you're going
yeah.
through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all individuals. We all got our own story. We all got right. our own goals, dreams, and everything, problems,
right.
and all of that. But a lot of people, you'd be surprised, are going through the exact same thing you're going
right.
through. So
right.
it's just like you're kind of, you're writing for everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all got a job. Our job is quote unquote cool in the world's eyes, you know, it's music and this and that, but like we all have a job. So it's just like my job is to write for the people.
Right.
And what
right.
I know that I'm going through is not the only thing that, you know, I'm not the only one that's going through that. Like
right.
we all got issues, we all got relationship issues. Obviously, our most of our music is based on love and relationships and everything like that. And you just know that, like, bro, there's another couple in the same building as you, if you live in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Like they are probably going through the same exact thing for you as you. So like that creative process is easy. Cause it's
yeah.
just like, bro, like, I can speak on our next album that's coming out, Back to the Future.
Right.
this album here is kind of like a love letter to my lady now.
Talk yeah. about it.
And literally everything that we've gone through, one of our first singles, Learning, mm-hmm. is literally something that I would text her when she's doing something or she was doing something during the day. And I'd
yeah.
be like, oh, what you up to? Oh, I'm headed to this kava bar. This fancy drink or whatever they had.
You drink kava, bro?
Nah, I've never had it before.
Kava is interesting, bro.
Yeah, she told me she liked it. She used to love it when she was out there in Cali.
Yeah.
In San Fran, it was a kava bar she used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what kava is.
It's like a mineral, bro. You know what I'm saying, man? It's really good for like really good for No, it's really good for like inflammation. It's really good for like blood circulation, blood flow.
Yeah, and she's really good. Like they're like real chill too. Yeah. As well, it's not like a drug or anything. It doesn't make you high.
Uh-huh. Nah, and it's kind of like a euphoric. Either. It's a euphoric feel, but you're able to be active.
Can you drink this shit?
Yeah, they got chocolate bars, bro. I used to have.
I'm gonna try this. What is called?
Kava.
Yeah,
and so
it's a kava chocolate.
Yeah, so she used to say stuff like that, and I would text her back learning.
Yeah.
And it would always meant like I'm learning you, like I'm learning, you know, cool things about you. Yeah. And so there goes the single.
Yeah.
Learning. Yep. And it's really just that simple. Like, and I literally brought our relationship into that song. There's a lot of songs on there that people are going to hear. And it's literally just what I was feeling. Like it was just one song on there called Rainbows. And mm-hmm. I remember me and her going on a trip to Florida to go meet my parents and see my parents and everything.
Okay, and meet the parents.
And literally, right, huge, big, right. But it literally rained from Texas to Florida for literally like 11 straight hours. Like
of learning?
No. It's a song I wrote called Rainbows, and I got it from that trip.
Okay.
And it's called Rainbows, but it literally rained the whole way there.
Yeah.
And there goes a song. It was a moment with her. And when people hear the song, they're going to understand that, like, yeah, like they're going through that, but I'm going through it that as well with my partner. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help people. You know what I'm saying? Right. And like I said earlier, in the podcast, in the interview, whatever, man, like, the writer said, man, you just cutting open that vein and just bleeding on the paper, man, and you just hope that it can help somebody.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So there's my little spiel on that.
Okay. Dope, I like dope, the dope, end dope, love dope. The insight, man.
So is that something like
exclusive?
Is that kind of when it comes to a producer and an artist when they're making music together, bro? Is that kind of why y'all tend to go like, all right, today I'm on this song, but today I got this new idea, so I'm moving on to this song. You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing with me and Kurt, like, sometimes we start a song, and then there's another song that starts. Right. sometimes we'll start a song, and it just ends right there. It's just like, all right, yo, like, this can be an interlude, or this can be a skit or something. Like, we don't want to keep adding to this because it's going to mess up the song.
Right,
so
right.
So yeah, it's definitely man, it's been a cool experience, bro, creating with a guy like Kurt, bro, because it's like, it's really just like I said, man, it's no egos, and thanks, we all, man, just want the best. And like, there's a song on this album here, like I made a beat for it, but me and Kirk was sitting there, just he was singing while I was playing piano, and I was just like, wait, there's no need for no beat on this song. Like,
right, my guy.
You killing with just this acoustic feel. So we just gonna flip the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you came in and improved on the idea I had in my head. And it's just like, wait, maybe we have to dig a little bit deeper on this.
Right,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Because you came in and you took that idea to a whole nother level. So it's just like, man, wait, whoa.
I know that makes it so much easier of having to deal with writer's block, bro, when you got a partner, bro. Ooh, oh, man, I know that helps so much. And sometimes, it could be something as simple as a note.
Bro, and it's crazy, bro, because sometimes, like, you know, we ain't, like, spitting Andre 3000, you know, Kendrick Lamar bars on these. But it's like, sometimes you can keep the lyrics simple because you know Kirk is going to do something nice to influctuate your weak bar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Bring it to life.
Like, we've heard like weak bars even in people's raps, but like the way they influctuated their voice, or the way they, you know, put a certain accent on certain rhythms, or put an accent on a certain word, you know, it's not the hardest bar, but it makes you just like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you have a guy like Kurt, like, who can make, you know, your melodies like even better than what you thought it, or you're just like, you know what, I don't need a hard bar right there, because that boy Kirk was actually gonna, you know, he gonna make people fall in love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So can you, and making this album, Back to the Future. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the Future.
Drop the album title on us real quick, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's the title.
Yeah, man.
Literally. And the album is a conversation piece.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times. And it's funny because we named the album Back to the Future, but the album kind of makes you focus on the now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because, you know, a lot of people go into relationships with expectations. And I feel like, and, you know, to get real, like, it's a conversation I had with my lady. Like, yo, have expectations mess the relationship.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, like, because you can, because a lot of times, man, you can go into a relationship and not just with, you know, a man and a woman, but a relationship with a friend, a co-worker, homie. And a lot of times you don't have no expectations on it. So y'all can just vibe and just vibe and freely and just see what happens.
Right.
Because in every relationship, there's going to take work. Even if it's a friendship, Kirk and D, you know, y'all had to put in work for y'all friendship. There was times where y'all had to show yourself friendly.
And the Bible
says if you want to be a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. So sometimes you had to put in work to drive somewhere, to meet your friend somewhere. That's work.
Correct, bro.
And so a lot of times people, but when y'all first became friends, it wasn't I'm meeting you today. We need to be best friends.
Right.
Like, we're going to be best friends today. Yeah. Like, not that. It was just over time, they've shown friendship qualities. And it's just like, oh, wait, hey, this dude might be my best friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like in relationships, like, we're talking, we're texting, and it's just like, okay, you get in a relationship and you're just like, hey, you're my wife, you're my husband. I need you to show me all those qualities of being my wife and my husband right now. And if you don't, then you're a failure. Yep. And it's just like, I feel like, so with this album, it's called Back to the Future. But when you really listen to the songs and the lyrics, it's really just focusing on the now. And it's just like, yo, like, what is dope about the now that is going to keep me attracted to you in the future? And I was telling my lady, it was just like, yo, like, a lot of times in relationships, like, you'll lose yourself. So you always want to continue to choose you because when you choose you and continue to improve on you, that person gets to see
the best of you,
and the things that attracted them to you in the first place. Dang, like, you're doing that. That's dope. But when you get in a relationship, you kind of become this one person and you mutate together.
Right.
Are you still dope? Are you like, or are you just me?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, like, we put expectations in these future expectations and these future goals on these things that we're forgetting to enjoy right now.
Absolutely. Every time, man.
There is some things and aspects of the album where it's like, yeah, let's get back. Let's talk about the future. But wait, let's talk about now, though.
Right.
Let's get back to the future. Mm-hmm. So it's a back and forth thing, but it's called Back to the Future. But you just want to enjoy the now so you really can enjoy the future.
Right.
Crazy as that might sound, but, like, that's kind of the thought process
It's like a double entendre too, if you think of it.
Yeah.
Back to the future. The future could be what you had as a pre-emission when y'all may have first got together, when y'all first set expectations, you know what I'm saying, man, which the ultimate goal at the end, ultimately being is happiness, you know what I'm saying, serenity, some peace, you know what I'm saying, enjoying each other. So, just saying Back to the Future could be another analogy for that too, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy because when you hear this album, you're going to hear a little interlude. And sometimes my favorite parts of the albums are the interludes.
Yeah. That's everybody's, a story for another day. Everybody's. That's a big thing I always have with Ty Dolla $ign. I'm like, all right, bet you're dropping an album. Where's the interlude? You know what I'm saying, man?
It's where the interlude sometimes. Yeah, little things really tie in the story.
Yeah,
but there's going to be interlude on there, and it's gonna say choose you,
right?
It's what you do best. I'll be there to meet you at the end. And it's just like, yo, like, of course, you know, marriage is a big thing, kids, family, all it's a big thing,
right?
But I still, at the end of the day, I want you to choose you. Like, I really, really do want you to be like the best you in this relationship, because if you're not the best you, then this relationship is really not going to be successful.
Every time.
But it's just like, yo, like, choose you, because that's what you do best. Right. Literally, that's what you do best. You're going to have kids, and then your kids going to move out when they're 18. Then what?
Right.
Right. Oh, I put my life into my kids, and my kids come first. Like, hey, man. Hey, man. It's like, yeah, hey, I want to feed them and make sure that they learn life lessons and this and that. But it's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, did you choose you? Because like, that little guy's at the house now, and boom, now you're here with what?
Yeah.
So it's just like, choose you is what you do best. I'll be there to meet you at the end.
Right. Right.
Like, I'm just here to tag along. Like, I just want to be part of your dope story.
Right.
Like, whatever capacity you want to put me in, but I don't want people to look at you and be like, oh yeah, that's Devin's wife, or that's just Kirk's wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, like, what are you dope at? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna be there at the end. Like, I'm gonna tag along with you, and I want you to tag along with me too. You know what I'm saying? Give me the support that you need and you want or whatever. But just like, bro, I'm really just gonna be there to meet you at the end, bro, because I just want to be a part of that dope story that you are.
And I think that's a part of the conversation that's typically missed when we're in these relationships, bro. Mm-hmm. It's that when I tell you that I want you to find new hobbies, find new things to do, it's not because you're getting on my nerves and we need to have our own time. It's like, I can embark on these journeys with you. You know what I'm saying? Because we all looking for a new spark,
right?
Some type of excitement. You know what I'm saying? Something to make your eyes glow. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a lot of the times they assume we telling them, well, go hang with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, well, you don't have friends to go hang with and things like that. So it's not my fault. But the thing is, finding new hobbies doesn't mean that this is something that you have to embark on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a piece of it that I can find from it. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's a piece of it I can find from seeing your happiness, seeing a new glow. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's inspiration for me.
That's what, you know what I mean? And that's what I mean by when I say in that lyric, like, I'm just here to just tag along.
Right.
It's just like, you know, your lady, like my lady, she wants to start a makeup business and all that stuff. So it's just like, okay, look, that's dope, that's man.
Dope.
Hey, I'm going to go buy these mannequins for you so you can practice at the crib.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get into the way of your dream or the way of your goals, but I'm just going to tag along.
Man,
put my little 2 cents in here and there,
a little support,
and I'm gonna back off, let you do your thing. You go practice, put your little makeup on. I'm gonna go play this Madden,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Mutual pros,
right? And so when you tell your story, it's not, oh yeah, my husband, it's like, hey, yeah, like I had this dream, I put in the work, and my husband, he bought these mannequins for me,
right?
So he was part of it, you know. I'm cool with that, like,
absolutely.
And you have to be cool with like your role, bro. And that's the thing.
Absolutely,
a lot of people try to overstep or understep.
Absolutely,
like, you have to be cool with the role that you play in that person's story, and not try to be the story,
right? hey, I'm telling you, man.
It's real. No,
key components to a relationship, bro, and it's so simple. Mm-hmm. But that's the beauty of music, man.
Exactly.
We gotta hope people are really taking this shit in.
Man, and that's
you know
the
what
thing.
I'm saying. Don't shortchange yourself.
That's the thing. We try to do with our music, bro. Like, of course, you know, we want to make people dance, we want to make people vibe, we want to make people feel good. But I really want y'all, like, after y'all listen to the beat a few times and after you hear the vocals a few times, like, really listen to the story.
Right.
Because we're really trying to help people at the same time.
Right.
And like, there's a lesson in all of that.
I know firsthand, bro. I saw when Boy Meets Girl came out, and the first thing that came to mind was the giveaway.
Yeah.
I saw that firsthand, bro.
Man.
Firsthand.
It's even clarification, though. Like, you know, you could have been thinking or feeling the type of way about the relationship or what you're going through, and then just to hear from somebody who don't even know nothing that's going on with what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you all the time, bro, like, if you just affect one person, the job is done, but it's not really done. But like, if you can affect one person, then the job is done. Like, that's dope. If one person come to you, like, even if you know the person or not, like, one person come to you is just like, hey, bro, what you did helped me.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey.
And that's why, you know,
you could think of it as, if you can affect one person, then imagine who else you can affect. You know what I'm saying? They probably did give you the opportunity. They, you know, you didn't get the opportunity to see that or hear it from them.
Right.
Yeah, man. And I think that's what's missing, bro. People just really understanding that affecting one person at all it takes to be a superhero.
Yeah,
everybody has in their mind, they're like, well, I can't be a superhero, bro. I can't save everybody. Nobody is asking you to save everybody.
Right.
If everybody was able to affect one person, bro, like the the benefits that we would see would be apparent.
Well, see, the thing is, it's a ripple effect, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
You throw one rock in the water, it creates one ripple, and it creates another ripple, another ripple, another ripple.
Absolutely.
And so the thing is like, yo, that one person you change might change one person, and then that one person that person change might change 10,000.
Right.
You just never know who you are talking to. You never know who you are affecting.
Exactly.
So it's just like, bro, it's just so you just make sure you're always... You're always in that mode of like, yo, like I'm doing this more than for me.
Right. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And that right there just motivates you. You know, sometimes you know, especially in the beginning stages. Right. Oh man, you ain't making no money from it. Right. You ain't seeing this and that, all the man-made accolades and all that stuff. It kind of you at night just like working tirelessly, you're sleepy. You're pushing really hard for this. And you're just like, man, I'm not really seeing nothing. But then like when that one person comes to you and is just like, yo, like, hey, this changed me, or this was dope, and this affected me this way. And then it's like, whew, like, yeah, man, like, yeah, man. All right, cool. That's dope. Like,
and then you have to think about it. These are just the people who have the confidence to come up and say it to you, bro.
Right.
So we know it's people listening to this album every single day, bro. Yeah. And every single day that somebody listens to it is another day that goes by where you change somebody's life, bro. Mm-hmm. So if nothing else, if the motto that we're living by, you know what I'm saying, with our morality and everything, if the motto is to change a life every day or make sure every day we do something to change somebody's lives, bro, the job is done. If y'all think about it, at this point, now the accolades and everything that you may be looking for that you should receive, you know what I'm saying? just only fairly. Right, you know what I mean? Right. That's cool and all, but if y'all, bro, the job is done, bro.
Man,
the job is done.
It's been a beautiful journey.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I've been playing piano and doing music since I was 11, 32 right. now. So, yeah. Man, we about 21 years strong into this Ooh. Thing. Yeah.
Man, damn!
Right. No, yeah, right. 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 That's funny. But yeah, man, like it's been cool, bro. It's been fun. It's been challenging. It's a beautiful thing to learn. Man, I tell people all the time, man, I've been playing this instrument for so long and I'm still learning it, and it's still little tiny kids who are 11 years old who are better than me.
Right.
So it's like,
it's
just so much fun, like just taking on that challenge every day, man, getting better, digging deeper. Man, it's just been so much fun, and I hope people can hear it in this next album.
Yeah. Right.
This next album, man, like I said, Back to the Future, bro. We took another step into our growth because we don't want to cheat you guys.
Right.
We don't, never stop improving because we want you guys to grow with us as we grow as
right.
well.
Right.
And Back to the Future, man, it's a mature album. It's a mature album. It feels good. I'll let Kirk talk more about it a little bit, but
yeah, man,
it's just a beautiful thing, bro. And like I said, Kirk came to me. He told me like a few months back, I mean, probably when we first started recording it, and he was just like, bro, I really want to show people, bro, like what I could do.
Hmm.
And so that kind of challenged me to, you know, create that more open space for him as well. Hmm. I wanted to show people more what I could do.
Right.
So we both just took on, like, bro, I just want to get better. I want to get better at writing. I want to get better at producing. I want to get better at his mixing.
Right.
So, you know, people don't know that we mix our own stuff on in-house. Like, everything is done between me and Kurt.
Bro, it's the motto on this side, bro. That's what we all living by, man.
Right. So, I'll let Kurt talk more about that.
So, Kurt, you being a vocalist, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you going through day-to-day. Just knowing me personally, the mind state that you were in for Boy Meets Girl, what's the difference in the mind state for you now? We're Back to the Future.
I mean, basically, the mindset is just improving. Improvement.
Yeah.
Like I had mentioned earlier when we were just talking on the side, you know, like Boy Meets Girl, that was my first body of work that I've ever,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Ever done.
How are you feeling coming off of that, though?
I mean, shit.
I'm still seeing a reception
to this day. You know, we bless God for that too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all, I'm feeling good about it. You know what I'm saying?
But going into the next project.
Yeah, absolutely motivated. It's just, you know, now I just know because, you know, during that period of time, I learned a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? While we was developing for, you know, Boy Meets Girl and then Back to the Future. So I learned a lot of stuff. So
right.
It's like going into this next album, this next phase, this next chapter. It's like, shoot, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to step my game up on. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm like, I'm excited. I'm excited for, I mean, shit, especially for the process of it.
Right. Right. And I've heard some tracks, you know what I'm saying? I heard some tracks, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I done heard some tracks. And like I told y'all beforehand, out of the respect of the artistry, because I know what went into Boy Meets Girl, but I'm like, man, God damn it. This Back to the Future is something, it's something else, bro. It's something else.
Yeah,
I'm definitely assuming sundresses and good fits. I'm talking about good fits will be out when this album drops.
For sure.
I just
want
to
make the people dance a little.
You know
bit
what I'm saying? Just presuming. Yeah, just presuming.
Dance. We want to make them feel good.
Yeah, you know
man.
What I'm saying? Real good shoes on, bro. That's boy, what I'm hearing. When
the
I'm
boy
hearing.
Kirk did his real good singing on this one, man. Yeah, man. He stepped up his game. I mean, it's hard as it might be to improve on Boy Meets Girl vocals, but I ain't gonna flex.
Bro.
Some of the stuff he did on this album is definitely mind-blowing. Yeah. I'm ready for you guys to hear that, man. That boy Kirk came in and improved on every idea I had on this album. Like, literally, every melody I had, he came in and did his thing. But, I mean, that's the growth you expect from somebody who puts in the work. Mm-hmm. So, it's surprising, but it's not surprising,
right?
Because you've been working with him for so long, so it's just like you already know he's gonna come in and do it. Like I always say, like I send Kirk the vocals, I'm just like, hey, bro, ignore the vocals because I already know
right
what you're gonna do. So right. I just like, bro, just think ahead, and Kirk is able to do that.
Yeah,
he come in. Right, we got this one song called "Bad Song."
Have I heard "Bad Song"?
Yeah, you heard "Bad Song."
And he came in, bro, and is his line on the second verse.
Yeah.
And it's what y'all hear is not what I gave him. And
right.
And it's simple.
Right.
It's little.
Right.
But it's genius.
Like Kevin Hart said, it's a damn and a damn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's little. But it's real, it's real effective.
Yeah.
And that's the talent that Kirk possesses, bro.
Dope, man.
Like he can just come in and just improve. Like I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, and I mean and you saying all of that, bro, I believe it also has like as long as we, you know, been working together, it's like, bro, I've gotten so much comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like recording. You know, I've been singing live, you know what I'm saying, for quite a while or whatever, but
right.
Recording is still kind of new and all that stuff. And it's like, just the more comfortable I get, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've seen it, bro, because I've seen you in the process, bro. It's been times you pulled up on me like, man, I got this idea. You know what I'm saying? Trying to piece it together. And then I see you 2 days later and you come to me with an idea. And I'm like, bro. It's just like you taking your range to a completely different level, bro. Mm-hmm. I can tell you really getting comfortable with this.
Man,
I can tell.
It's crazy you say that because, you know, obviously when we record a song, we get down with it, mix it down. I send it out to people, you
right.
know, close friends and
right.
people opinions who I really, you know, value. And I send it out, man. And everyone who heard Bad Song was just like, yo, like, I can tell you told that boy Kirk to stretch a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, yeah.
To see the mission
like
complete.
We can and you know, I guess that's the dope thing of if you're there in person or if you get to hear it in person, like some hey, we ain't always first take Drake. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell no. I mean, it's just no. It's the real and but that's the thing we challenge each other.
Right.
Like, cause some of the synth or piano solos you might hear ain't first take. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you people who heard "Honey," the little synth solo on there, that was a few takes on my end.
Right.
So, but Kirk was there when
versions to a couple different songs.
Right. And so, and Kirk was there when I was recording that synth solo, and it was just like, bro, nah, I can do better. Let me record it. Let me do better. Sometimes the beats are totally different from the original to what you guys hear. So we're both challenging each other. But I remember we was recording Bad Song, and that the end of the song, you know, Kirk was doing some stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Then he wasn't feeling some of the stuff, and I wasn't feeling some of the stuff. And then we was just being real with each other, and we was just like, wait, bro, you probably need to go this direction. And then once he went that direction, we both was just like, yep. It's just, and that's the thing, right? There it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing with the no ego thing.
Yeah,
that's what it's just like. Bro, I can't stress that enough, that there is no like better. I'm better than you at this. Like, there's none of that. Like,
no,
it's just
no space for that.
Right.
Bro.
And maybe that's kind of the thing. Like, we both grew up playing sports. Maybe that we both became coachable.
Right, right.
And absolutely. So absolutely, that could be a thing. It's just like, yo,
yeah, man. Yeah, for real.
It's like,
yes, sir.
It's you know, we both became coachable, and we both like understood, like, hey, bro, like, hey, look, ugh, we're trying to win this championship, yeah, bro. Right. Like, really, yeah.
I ain't really playing for something.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, really, you're really trying to hear all that. Like, bro, hey, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's sometimes where, like, you know, I feel like the beat ain't right. Or I feel like something I did ain't right. Or, you know, Kirk, shoot, he'll record something. He'll be sitting there listening to it. He'll be like, man, bro, let's record that, bro. Yeah. Like, you just keep it real with yourself. Like, and that's the thing, accountability.
Absolutely.
No ego. Like,
absolutely,
that thing, bro, like, it's just really being coachable, bro. Like, when you have two people like that in the same locker room or the same studio or whatever, however you want to describe it, bro, like, that's when really things really click. Because it's just like, bro, we both just want a good product. And however we got to sacrifice for that, then let's just do that.
Yeah. That applies to all aspects of and walks of life. Bro.
All aspects.
It should,
you know,
right?
All aspects.
All aspects.
Right. And that's, yeah, that's the benefit of good coaching, bro. Shit.
So my question is, I kind of think I have an idea of this, but what would y'all say is to be the end goal of this, man? This making music thing, just in general, what would you say would be your end goal for this? What do you hope to accomplish? Where do you want to be? You know what I'm saying? What do you want your legacy to be from this?
I don't know. For me, I just want to make an impact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be mainstream, all on the red carpet. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Lord sees fit. That's what he sees fit.
Preach.
But you know what I'm saying? I just want to have an impact, bro. My goal, I just want to be able to share my gift with the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just be the role model. You know, be a good influencer on people, bro.
Right.
Live my life accordingly.
Right, right. Yeah.
I know for me, it's a purpose thing. And whatever comes with that is cool.
Right.
You know, man, as long as, you know, when I go to bed at night, I ain't looking up at the stars and the clouds.
Right.
Right.
I got some chicken strips on the table and
right,
lights on. I'm cool, man. I don't need too much. I'm really a simple guy, man. I grew up in the country, so I don't really need too much to be happy in life. But, man, I know for me, it's a purpose thing, bro. I know God gave me this gift.
Right.
And I want him to see that he gave me this gift and I didn't just wasted, like I really put in the time to be good at it, to be effective at it,
right?
And with that, whatever comes, I'm cool with it. Right. Whatever accolades, whatever money, whatever thing, anything that comes with it, I'm cool with it, man. But I'm really just here to show that there is a thing that you're meant to do in life,
right?
And whatever that might be, man, cleaning buildings, I want you to be the best cleaner.
Right.
In the world, like whatever I can inspire you to do to the best of your ability, because I want you when you see me, it's just like, hey, man, he took the gift that God gave him and maximized it. And whatever that gift is that God gave you, I want you to see in me that, you know, hey, you need to maximize it. And
right,
anything that comes with that is gravy. And so I know that's for me with this music thing, man. Just want to maximize the gift that God gave me.
Right.
Yeah.
What have been some of the pitfalls or some of the lows that y'all felt so far in y'all career? Is there anything that you feel like the bar hasn't been reached, or you set an expectation and you kind of may not have gotten to that point yet? Has there been any point like that y'all can really kind of distinctly think of? And secondly, how did you bounce back from that, I should say?
I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's always, you know, when you're pursuing, like, you know, your passion and stuff like that, it's always going to be some moments that's just kind of going to be like downfall, or you'll have some certain concerns. Like, I know at one point, like, you know, I was just concerned that, you know, that everybody would really, you know, feel our music and everybody would really just listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting, at certain points, I was expecting certain numbers and stuff like that. Once you didn't achieve that, you know, it was like, well, I mean, you know, it's all good. At least we had this amount of people to get what we worked on.
Right.
So now, you know, going forward, we know what things we need to tighten up on and stuff like that. Just making the proper adjustments.
Are there times where you're like, man, I know I need to be recording right now, or I need to be working right now, but my head just ain't in it, bro. My head just ain't.
Oh yeah. Those moments come all the time, more than what you think. But to tag along and to to go on what Kirk was saying, like, whenever you're looking at man-made accolades or man-made achievements, you know, it's always going to be some type of downfall, because, you know, in the industry, you're like, oh yeah, man, I got this dope song, bro, we're gonna be famous tomorrow,
right?
Yeah. It's like, like, nah, it's not gonna happen like that more times than not. And I'm saying, not to say that it doesn't ever happen, but
right,
more times than not, that's not the case. And you're going to put in that work. You're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some people who you were expecting to support you don't support you.
Right.
So, you could definitely look at that and get disappointed. But, I mean, man, in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, man, if you know that you're getting better at your craft,
yeah,
and you know that you're putting in the work, then there's no disappointment, because you know what you're doing at the end of the day, you know? Absolutely. And so, and especially in this industry, bro, you really can't look at the numbers and everything like that as your success, because as unfortunate as it is in this industry, man, talent doesn't always make you, you know, what you kind of want to be, you know. You know what I'm saying? The most famous person isn't always the best singer. The most famous person isn't always the best rapper or the best producer. You know, they might know someone or whatever. So, so, you know, you definitely don't always want to look at that as the bar or the, you know, the thing for, like, have I been successful in this or whatever. Because if you start looking at it like that, there's always going to be some type of disappointment. But right. I mean, like, at the end of the day, bro, if you know that you put in the work and you can hear and see the improvement, like, wherever level you came from, then, like, hey, man, I'm satisfied with that.
That matters.
For sure. For sure. Beautiful way to put it, man. It just goes into, like we said earlier, man, in terms of the goal, the end goal, the job is done. We're just building on it at this point.
Yeah.
We're just building on it at this point, man.
Definitely.
When lives have changed, things are arranged, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, thinking on Back to the Future.
Yes, sir.
Has there been a defining moment in this creative process that made you feel as though, or could it have been a song that made you feel as though, all right, this is where we're going with this album. This is where we want to be. This is the sound we need for this album. Because, like I told Kirk, when I heard the songs that I heard, bro, I saw colors. Like, I saw colors with everything that I heard, bro. Everything just sounded like it was just like, it was eye-widening. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
Was there a specific part in the early parts of the creative process where you were like, yeah, this is where we need to go, man? Yeah.
Learning was definitely
a dope song. Like, when we first recorded, it was just like, wow, like, man, this is really cool,
right?
And I know for me, Back to the Future started taking another life as its own was when we wrote Rainbows, Rainbows. That was another groundbreaking song on the album for me. And that's when I kind of feel like after we recorded Rainbows, like, we hit another level of maturity and our musicality and just everything. Like, I was just like, okay, like we're really starting to like just really remove, like I said, there's never was no egos, but it's just like we really are like just like really a team, because learning was like I said, learning is dope. You know, the vocals, the feel, the party vibe, the just the message in it. And then, but when you hear songs like Rainbows and Cocoon, it's another song we have.
Cocoon.
You'll hear the maturity in us, and you'll just really just understand, just like, yo, like these guys are really just two musicians, bro, who really are just like really just want to be really dope at this. And I don't know, it's just like, and that's the cool thing about having a second album, and it's just like we want to show the fans like we're really like trying to get better. Yeah. And we really want to dig deep for you guys. And I really feel like Rainbows is one of those songs when because I wrote it last summer in June. And 2020 of June. And it was one of those songs, definitely was like, man, like we're really maturing this. You know, because we all know Kirk can sing, we all know Kirk got melodies, we all know Kirk got runs. But when you hear Rainbows, you'll hear the discipline in Kirk. You'll hear the discipline in the writing, you'll hear the playing the melodies, you'll hear the discipline in us both of just like, yo, like.
That's what, like, this song needs.
That's where mama's advice comes in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I appreciate so much how y'all are able to fuse, you know, like a Megazord or something.
Right, you know, right.
Man, like, for real, bro. Lots of Power Rangers out here, man. No fool, for real, bro, man.
Like man, it's cool, man. Like, it's so dope, bro. Like, and it just keeps you excited for the next idea. It keeps you excited for the next, like what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Because that's the cool thing about working with Kirk, because it's like, you always know he's going to do something dope, but it's right. Just like, what?
Like, we done did.
Like, it's just like, and when it happens.
Right.
Like, I wish, like, one day we're definitely going to start, like, really documenting this stuff, but, like, you know, I obviously get to see it firsthand, but like it's so cool, like hearing it firsthand and like just like what is he gonna do next?
Right. Right.
Like, what is this guy gonna do next? And that's like a cool thing. And it's just like when you're working with someone like that, it's just like, hey, look, I got this idea for you, but like, what are you gonna do to it?
Right.
It's like, that's a cool thing. And like, I don't know, like, that's really exciting, like, to working with someone like that. Like, it's just like, yo, like, I have this idea, but what are you going to bring to the table? And right. I'm really excited for what you're going to bring to the table.
That's all you can ever hope for, bro.
Right.
That's all you could ever hope for,
right.
Bro.
That's like, it's so much fun working with that, because it's just like.
It's reassuring that you know somebody got your back.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
That shit is like hella reassuring.
Or
like,
even their own vision, though. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Or vision is one thing, but being able to act on it,
yeah.
It's a complete different story.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
It's really fun, and I'm pretty sure.
It can be life or death sometimes, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty
man?
Sure Kirk can tell you, like,
career-wise.
I don't know if he's, like, ever waiting on that text message, like, hey, bro, like, I got something. Like,
yeah.
Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, for me, like, I'm always looking for the next idea. Like, when I was younger, I used to always, like, you know, kind of one thing we were talking off recording off camera or whatever, how you want to put it in quotes. But, you know, it's just, like, rest.
Right.
And
right, man.
I know I used to be the type, like, well, if I'm not working on a beat every day, like, I'm wasting my day. Like, what am I not doing? But, like, now I, like, really concentrate on like the dope ideas and like really can hone in on like the things that really need to be worked on instead of trying to force things. And it's been really cool, man. Like really like just like really taking the time to like really hone craft and really get better at it and not just like forcing things. And like It's been a really cool experience, bro. Like working on these albums, bro, and really trying to like improve and like really like see the improvement. And I really hope that our core fans that we have been able to build over the last few years, man, can really hear and see the improvement that we're trying to make on this on a daily basis.
Preach. So how far along into the process of just even making a beat or even writing a song or making a song for both of y'all, how far along into it, pause, does it take you to realize that this can be something? We got something here. You know what I mean?
Man, it's that.
Shit. I feel like shit. As soon as he send the track.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Because, and like I was saying, like I used to be that guy, like if you're not working on the song every day, but it's just like, but you know, you don't want to overdo anything. You don't want to overdo anything. So it's just like, I don't want to text every day. I don't want to text Kirk every day with an idea. It's just like, you know, you want to text him with the elite ideas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The things that really gave you that feeling. Because there are some beats I'll start working on and just like, that's cool, but I ain't really feeling it. Like, bro, you just got to be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, oh, it's all right. Yeah. Let's scratch this. Like, it's still there. Maybe you can touch on it later, but right now it's not giving you that, yeah, this is something worth working on,
right?
Feeling. And so that's how it is, man. Like, when we start, like, when I start writing something and I get that beat, like, obviously we know it's not a complete idea. Like, there's going to be more improvements on it. There's going to be other ideas that's going to help improve the song. And one thing we always say, like, when I'm working on something, I'll text Kirk. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm working on this. But you already know me, bro. If it don't fit, I'll scratch it instantly.
Right.
Like, if it don't work, it's gone.
Right.
Like, that's me included, and that's him included. Like, if he feel like he did something that wasn't dope, scratch it. Me? Right. Hey, I did something like I ain't really feeling it, bro. Like, right. I'm gonna scratch it. Well, you know, I'll try to improve on it. Like, and that's the thing, we hold each other accountable.
And that's why it's so important to one, keep the room as small as possible. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Because, bro, it's even times where I can come in there and I'm like, man, that shit was dope. Y'all like, nah, that wasn't it, bro. And that can mess a lot of people up, bro.
A lot of yes men.
You know what I'm saying? That can mess a lot of people
into
up.
Into that
bro.
Head.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Redo that.
Man, right. It's necessary. Yeah, it's necessary.
That. Right. And especially when you got two people who know they dupe at who know they dope at what they do.
Right.
But can still take that criticism, bro. And that's thing, bro, that makes the greats different, bro. It's like, that's what I was saying earlier, just being coachable.
Yeah.
And being able to take criticism. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand that, like, bro, like, yeah, you're dope, but there's always room for improvement.
Like, right.
Always room for improvement. I don't care who you are. Right.
How great
you could be Andre 3000, Corey Henry on piano. You could be Aaron Spears, whatever on drums. You could be anything you want, bro. There's always room for improvement, bro. And you have to bring that into an equation, especially when you have multiple people working on one thing.
Right.
Like, you always have to know that, like, bro, like, I have to hold myself accountable. Like I said earlier, there are times where Kirk might be recording something. He'd be like, bro, I might think it's dope. But Kirk, bro, hey, bro, let's record that.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not happy with that. Mm-hmm. And like, and you know, a lot of times where I work on a beat and write the song, when Kirk's not around, he doesn't see it. But you know, I'm scratching ideas and this, and I'm like, nah, that's not cool. That bass line's whack.
Right.
Those chords suck. That melody was terrible. That bar was weak. Like, it's just like, you know, just holding yourself accountable. And a relationship, bro, is very, very key to the success, bro. Like, everyone has to hold themselves accountable, bro. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bro, like, I want to be dope. You know what I'm saying? It's for all this to work.
Man, people gotta realize, man, that we create our peaks. Like, everybody want to reach their peak, bro, but you create that peak.
Man, I can't stress enough, bro, like, like I said, bro, you gotta be coachable. You gotta understand, bro, like, it's bigger than you.
Right.
And that right there makes you, you know, get better. Like I have a saying, you know, especially with the charitable side of our albums and everything like that, bro. Like, if you see a million in my account, I made 10 million because I donated 9.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, it's bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And so if I have this goal to be this charitable, like, I got to be this dope. Like, I got to make this much money.
Right.
To do that. And like, hey, look. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bigger than you. Like, bro, like, you gotta sacrifice, bro. Mm-hmm. You gotta sacrifice, bro. You gotta remove.
Necessary, man.
You gotta remove sometimes, like I said, yourself from the equation and just know that, like, bro, like, yeah, I am dope at what I do, bro. But, like, it's way bigger than, bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what you're doing is going to affect so many people. Like, I don't think, like when AI... all that work he put in the gym and then putting on the sleeves and all that stuff. Like, I ain't think he ain't know. Like, I'm going to be at the park. I ain't playing that liquor NBA basketball, but I got this sleeve on. Yeah. Like, you never just know who you affecting, bro, who you watching and who's watching you, bro. Like, it's so much. Like, you got to put in that work, bro, because it's way bigger than you, bro. Like, it's just like everything is bigger than you. And, like, when you put in that work, bro, and remove yourself from the equation, bro, like, then you know, you see beautiful results.
Yeah, man, you got something to work for. You know, you always got something to work for.
Always.
And you just understand is my thoughts or what I want to do solely is not always is going to be what works out best for the overall well-being of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like you said, that's another sacrifice. But a lot of people fail to realize that the luxury of being able to do what you want to do for a living, you know what I'm saying? And being able to work and move through that on your own time is always going to require sacrifice, bro.
It is.
It's going to always require sacrifice.
You got to pull from yourself, bro.
Yeah, man.
I mean, not to get too religious, bro, but you're going to have to carry that cross, bro.
Yeah, man.
You got to.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, like...
yeah, man.
Man, people going, like, bro, you got to... There's a sacrifice and all of that, bro. And, like, you have to remove your ego and yourself from the equation, bro, for the greater good, bro. And whatever the greater good is that you're trying to achieve, bro, like, bro, this thing is so much bigger than you, bro.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, you know, we all put here for a reason. And, like, you just got to remove yourself from that equation, bro. And just, like, bro, just understand that, like, man, like I said, bro, it's just flowers in the grave. Like, the one guy wrote us personally and told us, you know, how it affected him. And, you know, it's just like whatever egos me and Kurt might have had, like, hey, look, hey, bro, let's get in here and make this song, bro, because this is going to touch somebody.
See what this about? You're right. See what this shit is about, man?
This is going to touch somebody, bro. So, like, hey, let's just work together, bro. Let's just get the best song out there, bro, because what we're doing, bro, is way bigger than me and you in this room. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're really going to touch somebody, bro.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
We all have a ministry, bro.
Absolutely.
And you just hope that, man, whatever you're doing is affecting and inspiring somebody.
Right. Right, man. That's the end goal for all of us, man.
Everybody.
That's the end goal for all of us. Yeah, that's why this platform is here. That's what we intend to do.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. One person at a time, bro. That's all that's needed, bro. The monetizing and all of that stuff that's supposed to come along with it, or that will come along with it. You know what I'm saying, man? That's all nuanced to me. It's completely nuanced to me, bro.
Yes, sir.
Because reaching the people who aspire just to have the drive, the passion to pursue this field, especially creatively, and being able to make yourself vulnerable enough to say, I'm going to pour everything that I have into this.
Right.
And leave it open for public perception. It takes a lot, bro. It takes a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
it is.
I commend all of those who are looking to move into this avenue. Those who may have heard this interview, felt inspired to be like, you know what, man, this is my time.
Mm-hmm.
I salute those who are willing to put their ego to the side and be willing to say, man, I know it's somebody who I know that if we were willing to work together, bro, we can make some crazy things happen.
Whew, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying, man? Like, salute to y'all, man. Salute to y'all, because at the end of the day, these are the best routes, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the blood, sweat, and tears that you put in are worthy. You know what I'm saying? Sure, we just said what right when we were off the mic. You can be busy all day, but are you productive? You know what I'm saying? You can be busy all day, but are you productive?
Right.
That's the difference, man. So just make sure the right work is being put in, man. You know what I mean? And I hope the listeners today are able to take a lot from what y'all said in this conversation, man.
Yes, sir.
Likewise.
Man,
we're here to inspire.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited to see the rest of this process for Back to the Future. I promise not to leak anything. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm not one of those dudes. I appreciate the firsthand listens and all of that, man. And I really think the people are in for a very, very dope project, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all check us out.
Man. Yeah, man. Yes, if albums could be on steroids, this is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Good juice. Good juice.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
It's good for somebody. But yeah, man, I appreciate my guys. I appreciate y'all so much, man, sitting down, having a thorough interview, and just really taking us through the entire process of what it takes to have a healthy conglomerate. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In this industry, man, because it's not like that a lot of times. And I can attest to it. I've seen it firsthand. You know what I'm saying, man? I've seen what can happen when two people, like we continuously say, all right, willing to put their egos to the side and just really make magic happen, bro. It's super dope. Super dope. The people I know personally who could definitely use that in their lives, y'all should tap in with them dudes that you've been beefed up with and you think they all trying to, it's a crab in a barrel type of mentality, bro. It's not needed, bro. It's not needed. Everybody knows everybody, especially out here, bro. Everybody knows everybody, bro. And instead of being beefed up and chasing somebody to the top, man, just realize, man, that little help it could move mountains, bro. It could literally move.
We all need somebody, man. We're relational beings.
Yeah, man. Right. Absolutely.
We're relational beings.
Like you said, man, you have to show and prove that at the same time. So just make sure at this when you're moving through this shit, man, be as transparent as possible.
Right.
Make sure you're as transparent as possible. Be as vulnerable as you're comfortable being.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just like you said, man, hold that cross. You got to hold that cross, man.
You got to carry that guy for real.
You got to carry that guy for real. You got to carry that guy, man. But guys, fellas, we got a window. We got a window for the album. It's too early. Too early to say.
Man. This single about to drop real soon.
Yeah, man. Because I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll take it.
Hey, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The sun is real hot down here, man. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this single.
Barely seeing no sundresses, but they still doing things and other things. Yeah. So.
It's right on time. Yeah. It's going to make you two-step a little bit, man. It's going to make you dance. It's going to make you feel good. Man, we excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's definitely the single's gonna be dope, but man, we just really excited for you to hear the whole complete work.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. Well, take your time, brother. You on God's timing, you know what I'm saying? Color folks time, all the other good time, you know what I'm saying? So, man, just continue to do what y'all do, bro. I appreciate y'all stopping through. Any other words y'all want to have for the people? Give them a place to get at y'all and all of that, man. Yes, take the floor.
First of all, I just want to say, you know, God bless all everybody. Yeah. You know, thank y'all for tuning in.
Yeah.
You can find me at on Instagram at Kirk_Richmond. You got Facebook, Kirk Richmond. And that's pretty much all I really be on. My YouTube, Kirk Richmond as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't too much on social media, guys. I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Y'all can follow my Instagram. It's Sow Off Music. That's SOWAF. Stands for Spread Our Wings and Fly. Sow Off Music. That's pretty much my Instagram. I appreciate you guys coming through and listening to the music, man. The core base we do have. I do appreciate you guys.
Well, man, hey, listen.
Good talk.
They gotta have somewhere to go with those hashtags.
Hey,
they gotta go somewhere.
So off.
They gotta go somewhere, man. But yeah, fellas, man, we thank y'all so much, so much, man, for stopping through. Like I said, giving us this great insight on just the whole process and how it's been so far. Mm-hmm. I wish you fellas nothing but the best, of course, on the rest of this album, future albums, man. All of the accolades and success that's worthy. Just speaking unto y'all, fellas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. My guy, you got something else, Corey?
WAP.
Man, nah, I mean, shoot, just to piggyback on that, you know what I'm saying? Just wish all the best, man.
I appreciate that,
bro. Keep doing that. I'm excited, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just as excited as you guys. I'm even more excited after this.
Yeah, man.
And I believe the listeners are just going to be as excited, you know?
Yeah, man.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
So
I
we'll
appreciate
be,
that, bro.
So we'll be listening. Literally.
We're on the lookout for that single.
We'll be listening.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, man. We'll be listening.
Right
man.
On time. Right on time. Yeah.
Well, fellas, guys, thank y'all again, man. People. This has been the Four Flats Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a foe. Four Flats Podcast. Always got a little more ready for you. You know what I'm saying, man? Dope installment. It's a great episode, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, listeners, man, we'll holler at y'all. Y'all stay blessed, stay up, keep God first. We out.
Already.
Song in harmony, buried secrets deep, now they overflow, crystal clear.